So unless you do all these things, you cannot be my disciple. Unless you hate your father and your mother, unless you carry your cross, unless you renounce all your possessions, you cannot be my disciple. He tells this to the great crowds that were traveling with him, and he turned to address them. Some of the commentators say he's trying to thin the herd a little bit. That as he's getting more popular and more people are following him and seeking to be near him, he wants to make sure that they're there for the right reason. And so we can ask ourselves these same questions. What is the reason that we're here? Why have we come to Mass this morning? Why do we come to Mass anytime? Are we a true disciple? When Jesus was ascending to his heavenly Father, at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he gives what's called the Great Commission. He tells his apostles to go out to the whole world to teach and to baptize and to make disciples of the whole world. It's the Great Commission. That should be the mission statement of every parish, every church, making disciples. That's why God established the Holy Roman Catholic Church, the one true church, is to make it, to make disciples. And so everything the church does should be to help make disciples. And everything she does that doesn't contribute to you becoming a better disciple, the church shouldn't be doing. This is the reason we have a church. The reason we come here is to become disciples. A disciple, the word is more like a student, or maybe the idea of an apprentice. Someone who, in this time, would live with their master, live with their teacher, follow them around. Like we see the geese and the ducks, the babies following around. That's kind of the image that these disciples would have with their master. Just completely engrossed in their life and becoming just like the master. And so Christ today tells us these three conditions, that without these three things, we cannot be a disciple. You cannot fulfill your mission. You cannot fulfill your plan, God's plan for your life, without these three things. What have you allowed, if anything, to take the place of God as first place in your life? This is what he's saying when he says, hate your mother and your father and the rest of your family. To love them less than you love me. Let nothing be before me, not even your family ties. Renounce all of your possessions. What do you hold on to, that you cling to, that you think you can't live without? Maybe we can think about our packing list last weekend when we thought we had to evacuate. What did you have to have with you? What did you need? What have you not yet renounced? Carry your cross. This little gold piece of jewelry around my neck, that's easy. I carry it every day. That's easy, right? I mean, we have this nice crucifix here in the sanctuary. That's a better idea. If you've seen Mel Gibson's The Passion, probably a better idea. This instrument of torture and death, unless you're willing to pick it up and carry it, you cannot be my disciple. Jesus isn't playing games. And he's not seeking to scare anybody then or us today. He's just letting us know the reality of what it takes. Because it's either God or nothing. But with God comes everything. And that's the twist. That's the trick. Because sin in our life has left us disordered. We don't know what to love. We don't know what to hate. We don't know what to do. We're crazy. Sin makes us crazy, disordered and chaotic. And what Jesus came to do when he died and he rose from the dead, he gave us the opportunity, the grace we need to live a properly ordered life. So in the book of Wisdom, maybe 500 years before the birth of Christ, when the author says, who knows the mind of God? Who knows God's intentions? Who knows his counsel? They didn't know. They had prophets and kings to give the message, but it was an external type of thing. Their hearts were still far from him. The prophecy to Jeremiah and to Ezekiel is that we would have a new heart. And on that new heart, Christ would write his law. And that new heart comes to us through our baptism, through our confirmation. It's restored in the sacrament of confession, and it's nourished and strengthened in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. By remaining faithful to Holy Mother Church, by living lives of grace, of sacramental grace and virtue, we can live according to the mind and will of our Heavenly Father. And when we properly love God first, above all things else, then we can properly discern the other things in our life. Do I need this? Is this good for me? Is this making me more of a disciple or less of a disciple? I can truly love my mother and my father. You can love your wives and your husbands and your children better, more sincerely, more completely, if you love God first. This is what the invitation for us is today and every day. He's giving us this examination. What am I holding on to? Am I ready to make this decision for Jesus? There's a common kind of phrase in the world today, especially with the younger adults, but throughout, I'm keeping my options open. Just in case a better idea comes, a better opportunity comes, I don't want to get tied down. I'm keeping my options open. In some cases, that may not be the worst. But when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to our eternal salvation, it's the worst. It will lead you to hell. It's either God or nothing. And the devil will use anything he can to creep in there. We're called to be disciples. We're called to be mentored into this life. And so oftentimes, we know today that priests and bishops haven't done their job. We know that parents maybe not have the tools and aren't doing their job. Every time a family chooses to go to a soccer tournament or a football game or a baseball game rather than Mass, we've chosen something other than God. Anytime we choose anything other than God, we've allowed the lies of the devil, our desire for creature comforts, for earthly prominence and power and honor to take the place of God. Jesus died and he rose so that we don't have to live in that slavery anymore. We can live in authentic freedom. We can know the truth and we can choose the truth. And we can live the truth. And this is what will make us happy. This will bring us joy and this will bring us peace. Are you a disciple? Are you willing to hate anything that's not of God? Are you willing to renounce everything? Are you willing to carry your cross? This is the invitation today. Will you say yes?